I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
Take Command podcast from Odyssey Sports. I'm Craig Hoffman. He is Logan Paulson. Make sure you are subscribed to us wherever you are watching or listening right now so you do not miss an episode. That is especially important this time of year because we do have bonus episodes dropping when news breaks. So let's say, you know, Thursday afternoon, especially Thursday afternoon, because I don't have a radio show on Thursday and Friday because we got the NCAA tournament. If they sign a backup quarterback, we can pop in, record 15 minutes on it, and if you're not subscribed, you'll never know. So make sure you're subscribed wherever you are watching or listening right now. Okay. You mentioned the draft a couple of times. Let's go there now. What is the biggest question remaining for them? And do you think it's something they address in free agency, or is it something they address in the draft?
Well, so first off, I just want to applaud the team because I think they're approaching this in a very forward-thinking way. And what I mean by that is that they are if you can't see the video, Craig's just clapping. He's applauding.
So. I quietly applauded as to not interrupt the audio. And then Logan, it was too much for Logan to handle. So he laughed and interrupted the audio.
But they basically what they've done is they said, we are going to address all of our needs in free agency, right? So they've gotten a corner. They've gotten a linebacker. They've gotten their defensive tackle kind of situation worked out. They've got their offensive line pieces in place. And so I think what that allows you to do is it basically says we don't have any incredibly glaring needs. Like there are things that we would like to upgrade potentially in the draft, but we don't need to draft anybody. And so what that does is it lets you kind of go into this mode of picking the best player available. So at 16, I know offensive line corner has been talked about a lot, but all of a sudden now you can say like maybe the best edge rusher's on the board for us here, which in terms of gamesmanship is an advantage because now all of a sudden teams go, well, they might actually pick an edge rusher, even though they're stacked at edge rusher, right? And we already talked about the pain extension. I think it does kind of make that a little bit more likely because you need to kind of have a contingency for Montez and Chase, right?
If you can get Miles Murphy or whichever edge guy falls that you think is a tier one player, right, and then you don't have to worry about if you lose Sweat or Young, like you still want to trade one of those guys for assets next year. But like, let's say they walk and you just take the compensatory pick. If you got the replacement, that hurts a lot less.
Right. And I think so that becomes way more viable. And now teams around the league, they know what Washington's done in free agency. So they say, well, shoot, if we want that edge player, we have to trade up. So I think it gives you a little bit more oomph in terms of trade, like real trade up value. Because before, every team knew they need to draft a corner. They need to draft a lineman. So they're not going to draft this defensive end. They're going to reach on an offensive lineman. Now it's becoming much more pliable. So I do think that that is just good process. So in terms of need, obviously, I think drafting at one of those three linebackers, four linebackers with high upside, I think would be great. I still think an offensive lineman, obviously Chase Roullier is still in the wind with regard to his decision about this year in terms of extension, in terms of restructuring. So I think that'll be really interesting. Tyler Larson is not re-signed yet, so keep an eye on center. Like that is the one that's kind of flashing right now because they haven't.
Right.
There are solutions, but none of those guys are on the roster as of right now. I still think you need to find a guy you can play, like who is a tackle, who is a true tackle. Because as much as Wiley is, he played well at tackle last year, he's a very scheme fit. And so I think, you know, I think he would be an excellent guard, much like Cosme. So you're doing a good job as an organization of identifying people with positional flex, but I think you need to make sure you have a guy who can play right tackle on the roster. I just think that is, that's something that needs to
be. It doesn't seem like a bold take.
Yeah, right. Who's got high upside at the position, right? And not that Wiley can do it, but he is very kind of scheme dependent. So I'd like a guy that's got a little bit more, that gives you a little bit more flexibility, basically is all I'm saying. Will they do that? I don't know. They don't have to now, but I'd like that done. Center, I think center right now, biggest one. Offensive line, and I, because this is such a deep cornerback class, I know you brought in the guy from Minnesota on waivers, right?
Oh, yeah, Cam Dantzler. We haven't even talked about
him. Cam Dantzler. I haven't watched him yet, but, you know, okay. Kind of a...
We'll try to get a Cam Dantzler report next week.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And then, I'll definitely watch him by then. But what I'm saying is, like, you've addressed that, but I do think you want to kind of play for that high upside corner. So I do think the things that we talked about 2 weeks ago are still on the table. It's just not necessary anymore in the same way that it was. And I think that just helps your draft process and makes it a little bit less stressful, which is good. That's how you want to go into the draft.
100% agree. The other obvious one is they need a backup quarterback. And again, yeah, by the time this episode comes out, by the time this episode comes out, that might be taken care of. I think it's interesting that the top guys that we anticipated are off the board.
Free agent wise, you're saying.
Yeah, free agent wise. You know, Andy Dalton off the board, Taylor Heinicke off the board. And those are the two guys. Brissett's still on the board. There's a couple other guys. And the one that's actually super, super interesting, I can't decide whether this would be a genius move or this would be like you're outsmarting yourself, is Matt Ryan is going to get cut by Indianapolis.
That would be interesting.
Like, if you want a mentor and a guy who's been there and done that and is detail-oriented and like is a pro's pro, you cannot do better than Matt Ryan. If you want someone who's going to be able to play football for you, you can do better than Matt Ryan at this point in Matt Ryan's career.
Well,
last year he was snake bitten in Indianapolis. So is that exactly who he is? Maybe not, but it's not like it was pretty the last year in Atlanta either. There's a reason they were trying to move on from him. So I think he's a super interesting name that perhaps was, I don't think it's like a surprise at all that Indianapolis is going to let him go, but certainly a name that wasn't being bantied about because he wasn't immediately available, and reports yesterday are that Ryan is going to get cut, and you'd have to think that like that's a name they should poke around and see what's, I don't know, what do you think of it? You played with him, you obviously know him, what he can bring to a quarterback room. So what do
I
you
mean
think
I Matt love Ryan Matt I love leadership? His I love his leadership, I love his approach. He's a, like you said, true pro. Little bit, kind of on the tail end of his career, obviously. but I do think he can win you some games in a pinch, right? And I think that's what a backup quarterback should be able to do. The thing that I would question is, is how much money is he going to want? That's the problem that I'm in right now with some of these guys, because I think Jacoby Brissett would be excellent, but I think he's looking for that 10, 11-ish, you know, and they said they wouldn't give Taylor more than 5, you know? I think Matt is looking for probably like 12 to 15, just knowing his career, knowing what he's been paid. And I think he could probably get it. Like, look at good backups, right? They make good money because of this high upside play. And so I don't know if Matt comes here for $5 million. I don't know. You know what I mean? His career trajectory, what he's been paid recently. Like,
I just don't know how many teams are still looking though in that range.
But I think my point is that like, it's more for him. Like, he just came off, he was like, what is he, $100 million quarterback for a while. He was making $36 million a year. Like, he was like, he doesn't need the money. The situation has to be right. You know, the pay has to be right. The situation for his family has to be right. Like, all of those things become a factor. And so like that's the only reason I'm like, is he the right fit? Because it doesn't seem like the right fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just is like, for him, from financially, like, why would he come here? Like, and why would EB want him here? Because he hasn't been, like, I think it's interesting that they've called Chad Henne, because Chad Henne was in the system. He was backing up, right? He's been a backer for a long time. I think that would be excellent because he knows the offense. He's an extra kind of coach and communicator for Sam Howell. But Matt's got to learn a new offense. And you probably got to pay him more because of the name, because of all this stuff. And then I wonder how the city here handles a Matt Ryan as the backup. Are they going to be calling for Matt Ryan earlier because of who he is?
I don't think so, because people are so psyched about Hal. And I think most NFL fans are like, man, that dude's done.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like I think more people would be mad about Matt Ryan because they're like, he stinks. He's old. He's washed up. then realizing that he's here to be in mostly the assistant quarterbacks coach.
Right.
And that would be a hell of a guy to be that for Sam Howell.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you want a guy who can mentor and do that, like, Matt's the guy. And so I would be really excited about that if he came here. But again, it's, I don't know if that's the right fit for Matt. I don't know if that's the right fit for the team, but in terms of leadership, mentor, coaching qualities, like, you're not going to find anybody better than that. Who else is available? I know we got a list floating around somewhere. Do we have that
list?
Yeah,
no. So I just pulled up the list. For once, I'm one step ahead as opposed to doing the Googling on the podcast. Carson Wentz is hilariously the first name on this list. Mariota, Baker Mayfield, Teddy Bridgewater, Mason Rudolph, Jacoby Brissett, Joe Flacco, who I think is super interesting. Kyle Allen, obviously some ties here. Blaine Gabbert, Chase Daniel, Drew Locke, Brandon Allen, Josh Johnson, Nate Sudfeld, Nathan Peterman, Cooper Rush is a name that's been mentioned. Obviously played in Dallas and played well for them last year. John Wolford played for LA some last year. Those are Gardner Minshew. Those are the main names.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Bridgewater, Flacco, Chase Daniel are the ones that kind of pop out of that because they're older, they've been around, they can kind of fill that mentoring role in a way that Cooper Rush, while a good football player, I'm not sure is equipped to do the same thing, you know? So I would like Cooper Rush, but I think I would probably lean one of those older guys. The problem is that the older guys, they know what they bring is valuable, so they ask for a little bit more money. You know, they ask for more more resources. So it really comes down to what you're looking for. And I really think you need somebody who can show Sam Howell how to be a pro. And other people are like, what do you mean by that? And it's like, how do you study? How do you prep? How do you watch film? Like, how do you approach practice? Like, I remember being around Matt Ryan and Matt Schaub in Atlanta, and they were like a well-oiled machine, you know? And like, they just, it was like, this is what we're doing at 6:30 on a Tuesday. You know, this is how we're prepping. This is what we're watching. You know, Matt Schaub is coming with a report for Matt Ryan. And it was just like, it was like this crazy, you know, like that's what it means to be a pro, an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And when I was in Houston with, Watson, it was the same thing with McCown, the backup there. Like, they were on in lockstep. So finding a guy that understands his role as a backup in relation to the starter and can help mentor him, I think, is extremely important. And I don't think it's necessary, but I think it's an opportunity to elevate Sam Howell in a way that maybe one of these other younger guys can't do.
Agreed. I think Colt was a really interesting example of a backup here because Colt wanted to play. And I think that's the thing that gets twisted here is like, you don't need a guy who's just, you know, retired basically and is an actual coach. So it's okay if he wants to play. It's okay if he still prepares himself. In fact, you want him to be ready to play. You want him to prepare himself. You want that competitive fire, but they just have to be able to do both.
Yeah.
Colt very much thought that he could compete with Kirk Cousins and, you know, all the other guys that were here and wanted that shot badly to get a chance to play. That didn't affect how he acted towards that player.
Right.
And it didn't affect how he did his job as backup quarterback, which, as you just very well described, is a very unique job in its own right. Like, you, part of your job as the backup is to help prepare the starter. In doing that, you're preparing yourself.
Correct.
But it's really geared towards the starter. And a guy like Colt McCoy did that very well and kind of straddled that line of both. My question would be, could, for instance, Baker Mayfield do that? Right. Yeah. And like, Darnold signs in San Francisco, which is just a freaking steal. Because if Purdy's out and Lance is not right yet, like, Kyle will make Sam Darnold look as good as Sam Darnold's ever looked. And everyone's going to be like, oh my God, how did everyone miss on Sam Darnold? And it's like, will you guys stop doing the thing where you pretend it's always the player and just realize that the constant thread here is Kyle Shanahan? Anyway, sidebar. You know, but a guy like Darnold, a guy like, you know, he's obviously off the table. Baker Mayfield is probably the most talented guy available.
Right.
And he played all right for LA last year. He obviously was not very good for Carolina. But could he come in and embrace that role? But also, I think the risk is, and this is an interesting, you know, kind of philosophical choice as well. I don't know if they want Baker Mayfield because in a competition setting, a guy who's a former number one overall pick, crazy arm, quick release, lots of NFL experience, pretty good chance he beats out Sam Howell on the merits And I don't necessarily think they want someone who's going to beat out Sam Howell, or at least not beat him, you know, soundly enough that they can't look at that, you know, 38-year-old Matt Ryan or Joe Flacco and be like, hey, he's worth the upside.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the reasons you like the older guy is because it's clear. You're like, you are here to support him.
Right.
And when you bring in someone like that, even though you might tell him, you might say, hey, Baker, we're going to try and get the young guy going. We want you to compete, but it's probably going to go to Sam. That doesn't always go that way. You know what I mean? It's not as clear. It's not as clear cut. They don't, he doesn't.
Well, and I'm also sure like if they genuinely compete, Baker's probably going to win.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Sam's pretty talented in his own right, but I agree. I think sure. He's very talented. And also,
like
I think
if you take the projection out of it, right. And yeah. And just like, where are they right now
sure.
in an OTA or training camp setting? Never an actual game, different story. Like Sam's a gamer, you know, everything. But like, if you're going to say who's going to be better at practice tomorrow, Sam yeah. Howell current version or Baker Mayfield current version. I know this is like upsetting to people who love Sam Howell and think Baker Mayfield's the worst quarterback ever. But like tomorrow in practice, Baker Mayfield would be the better quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think the personality of Baker Mayfield, like the big personality, is always really tough in this kind of situation. So as much as he is talented, as much as he's been a backup, like, I don't know if you want that noise in here, right? Because people are going to ask about him. We are going to ask about Baker Mayfield in relation to Sam Howell and what you're seeing. Oh, he made some throws. And Baker is not good, at least in my experience watching him, at like towing the party line and saying the right things. He's going to be very kind of his opinion, and it's going to be very clear what he thinks, which isn't always the best thing for team building, right? And I think that's something like, I call it the Tim Tebow effect. Yeah, could Tim Tebow have played backup quarterback for the New York Jets, be the third string guy? Yeah, but you don't want your third string quarterback having press conferences every day talking about how cool it is to be the third string quarterback. Like, you don't want that. And I think in this situation, that would be detrimental to Sam. And if you want Sam to grow, you want someone mm-hmm. who can win you games, but isn't going to be this big, overbearing personality. And I think that's what a guy like Baker, you know, would probably bring.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right, and that's not all Baker's fault either.
No,
right? It's like the media intrigue and just... Yeah, he was 1-1 overall. Like, yeah. Of course people are going to ask about him. He can't help it that was where he was chosen and how his career has played out. I mean, obviously he's had an impact on his own career. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think that happens sooner rather than later. Something we'll find out. I still think Brissett's the number one guy. He would be my choice. I think he's the best combination of vet, you know, but can play. But we'll see. I think Flacco is super interesting. He played pretty well for the Jets in some stretches last year. I think there's some good options still available.
What do you think Brissett gets? Do you think Brissett wants to be a backup? Because if you look at his numbers last year in Cleveland,
that is part of the problem.
Yeah.
I think he wants to go somewhere where he's going to have a chance. I just don't know, like, who still needs a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's part of the issue is like, most teams have their guy. I don't know how many teams are out there that, you know, maybe is he interested in a place like, well, Houston just signed Case Keenum.
Or like Arizona.
Arizona, right. But I mean, he knows that Kyler is going to come back, but he could definitely get some playtime because he signed a one-year deal and be like, maybe, you know, because he's 30.
Yeah.
It's not like he's a young guy, but at 31 next year, could I get a low-end starter job?
Like a Geno Smith kind of deal.
Right, exactly. I just don't know how many opportunities are available. I still think he's probably expensive, but the market is shifting. Like, the nature of these jobs getting filled is that both there are fewer of them available, but also fewer teams that need. So it's like a very interesting market. And does a team, the really question is, does a team get desperate and give Brissett what he wants, probably 10, 11 million? Or is he just like, you want to know what? Working with Eric Bieniemy sounds cool. This Howell kid seems sweet. I want to be in a good quarterback room. I think I might have a chance to play at some point this year. And if I do, I like the weapons they have and I can be successful. I'm going to go to Washington for five.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
But like in terms, if on my board, if I'm like picking the options, Brissett's one, realistically, I don't know if they can afford it.
I agree. I mean, I totally agree. It just depends on what he wants. And I think the other thing is I think they'll get something done, but if they don't, like, do you draft a quarterback? Not high, but are you drafting like a Tanner McKee? Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like, is that the
I kind of think they might anyway.
Yeah,
but I kind of think they might have a third.
Yeah, you need some type of solution here. And you need to sign somebody is basically what it boils down to, because I don't think you want Tanner McKee being your backup quarterback to Sam Howell. So that's like something has to get done. It'll be interesting to see what they finally decide on.
All right, let's just go yes, no. Would you want them? If they're willing to sign here for a price that you like on the following. Marcus Mariota.
No.
Same. Baker Mayfield.
Emphatically, no. I mean, no, for the reasons we just said for Baker.
Okay. Teddy Bridgewater.
Yes.
Same. Mason Rudolph.
He's interesting. He's been a backup. He's been around for a little bit. I guess, yes, but he would be like my second tier. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, he would not be like
I'm
my
not
first.
That interested in.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, let's say those top guys are off. Let's say, you know, like guys that we really like are off. And it's like, well, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like a bad guy. Could he win you some games? Probably. Like, can he be a backup? Yes. Is he exciting? No, is I guess my point.
Yeah. He'd be at the bottom of my tier two. Brissett, we're both a yes if the price is right.
Flacco? He's probably the number one. I would say yes for Flacco, just because I think he's done it.
Same. Kyle Allen, comeback tour?
probably not. I don't know. Probably not.
Same. Blaine Gabbert.
He's interesting because I never liked him as a player, but he seems to have found like a nice niche as a backup doing good stuff. So I'll say yes.
I agree with that. He's been with Brady the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I would like him to take his backup to Tom Brady and be like, this is what Tom used to do.
Right.
Not that it's 100% of like, this is what Tom used to do, because Brady's a freak of nature mentally. And trying to put that same load on Sam Howell just doesn't seem wise. That's no disrespect to Sam Howell. It's just like the mental stuff is why Brady's the greatest of all time.
Right.
But taking some of that seems valuable. Chase Daniel. Like the ultimate career backup.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. I mean, because he's like, he's just done. He's going to want a lot of money, I bet. But like, he's just done it and he's good at it. He's been around great quarterbacks. He's been around young quarterbacks, old quarterbacks. Like, talk about a guy who's the coach in that room. Like, he's his resume speaks for itself in this role.
Yes. Drew Lock. I'm going to go no on that for the same reasons as Mayfield.
Yeah, so I think it's a little bit different than Mayfield because he's not quite the same celebrity. So, like, let's say you're in that kind of tier two guy, all the big name, all the kind of good career backups are gone. I'd kick the tires on that.
Okay. Brandon Allen, been the backup for Burrow.
Oh.
The past couple of years.
I don't know Cincinnati. That much about him, actually. So, maybe, do you know anything about him?
He's 30. I believe he went to Arkansas. Yeah, he went to Arkansas.
Oh, right.
He was in Jacksonville for a while.
He doesn't blow my doors off because I don't know anything about him, to be totally candid, but he might be an excellent backup quarterback. So I'm
moderately intrigued at the bottom of like tier one, top of tier two, just because he's been with Burrow and it's like, okay, what can we learn from that?
Correct.
Yeah. Josh Johnson circling back around.
Probably not. I think like, yeah, he's a good like kind of pull like break class in case of emergency, like off the street, come to the team kind of thing. But I don't think I'd want him around too much.
I've lived that Josh Johnson experience as a reporter in 2019. All right. I'm going to try to narrow this down to three more. Nate Sudfeld. Talk about a return.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Nate. I don't hate that. You know, he's been around some good offenses. He was in San Francisco for a while. Like, he studied well as a rookie when he was here. So that seems like a nice fit. Yeah.
Yeah, and that kind of Philly KC system, he spent some time there. That to me is actually legitimately not a bad one. Cooper Rush, Dallas quarterback, played. He's on the higher end of like guys who have had some success on this list based off what he did last year, if we're being honest about it.
Yeah, and I think if you're looking for a guy to come in and compete and push, I think that's a nice thing. I think he's a little bit limited from an arm standpoint, from like what the offense can do with him at the helm type thing. But I like that. I mean, he's probably a tier two-ish guy, one, you know, bottom of one, top of tier two guy for me. But I think, if he's available and they sign him, I'm like, cool, Cooper Rush, nice.
Yeah. And then the last two I'll mention, Gardner Minshew.
I am a big fan of Gardner Minshew. I like what he does. I think he's got a little moxie. I think, you know, I don't know how he prepares, but in terms of how he plays, I think he elevates offense. It's kind of, he's like Taylor Heineke, maybe a little plus. Like, he's in that same group. So I like
he's got that same moxie too.
Yeah, which I love. I like that on a backup. And it just depends on how he is in the room being a backup, I think, would be the thing with him.
And the last one I'll mention, just because he's literally here at the bottom of this list I'm looking at, Shane Bouchel, 25 years old, was in Kansas City the last couple of years, former Texas quarterback. So he's a guy to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the veteran experience or anything, but he's been in the room with
That's
EB.
A big
is
deal.
He a guy that they, you know, potentially bring in, even as a fourth, and try to have around during training camp, stuff like that? People, I remember listening to the broadcast last year watching back the preseason game because we played, or Washington played, in Kansas City, and thus the replay on Game Pass was the home team broadcast. So sorry to you, Logan, as part of the All-Star crew for the Washington preseason broadcast, but listening to Kansas City's announcers talk about Bouchel, like, they seem to really like him, a smart guy. And he can play a little bit in terms of running around, doing some of the Sam Howley type stuff, a very, very poor man's version, but is an interesting guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.